This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at howiecarshow.com/Thor. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I mean, I think we're dealing with a serious enough situation right now that if there's an unvaccinated person, I would say I'm very sorry, but not this time. Maybe another time when this is all over.
Consider yourself uninvited.
I've got a confession. I'm sick of COVID. I'm sick of hearing about it. I'm sick of reading about it. I'm sick of talking about it. And I am definitely sick of reporting on it.
It's made me more cynical, more bitter, more jaded.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
That old expression, make lemonade out of lemons.
You just got citric acid in my eye.
We brought together business and labor leaders to solve problems. And the much predicted crisis didn't occur. Packages are moving. Gifts are being delivered. Shelves are not empty.
Fake.
I'm stunned. I'm shocked.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Gifts are being delivered, all right, but they're being delivered to the wrong houses. I don't know if anybody else has noticed this. I belong to several different community pages on Facebook, you know, places where I have lived and currently live. And every day, somebody takes a picture of a package that showed up on their doorstep that they didn't order. And they said, does anybody know who this is? Do they know who this belongs to? Because this is not mine. It showed up on my doorstep. Every single day I see this. And I can't really fault the drivers, Amazon, UPS, FedEx, whoever it might be. They probably rely on some sort of computerized system that says this goes to this house, this number package. I doubt many people really look at and this is not a slight against Amazon, UPS, or FedEx drivers, but if you find a system to be reliable, you get into a bit of a slump and probably don't pay attention all that much to the actual names and addresses on the shipping label. It's all codes. If you find a code, something that was entered wrong because the warehouse is backed up to kingdom come because there's a ton of shipping containers sitting out in Long Beach or Los Angeles waiting to come to your warehouse, you got to get this stuff moving. That is a system rife with error, ripe for error, I should say. And things get delivered to the wrong place. It happens. But that's how things are getting delivered. But like I said, I'm still waiting on 50% of my Christmas gifts to come in. I did check. It's designed in Portland, Oregon, probably by an Antifa member, and is assembled in Taiwan. So it's sitting out there in the middle of the Pacific.
Honey, I got you a beautiful Molotov cocktail for Christmas.
It could.
The nightstick's on back order.
It could be. It could be used for that. It could be. 844-500-4242. Just a couple of more of these Biden cuts before we get to Elon Musk, which it's just drop-dead hilarious stuff. Let's get to cut four here, Jared.
Experts in this field look at two statistics for retail inventories, which is how many good retailers have on hand and on shelf availability.
The hell is he talking about? He doesn't even know. He has no idea. Cut eight.
Months ago, I saw oil production wasn't keeping up with the demand as the world started to get moving again, which could drive up prices at the expense of our consumers. That's why I work with international partners to coordinate the release of oil from our oil reserves and theirs. Now, gas prices are coming down.
He's congratulating himself for temporarily solving a problem he created. That's my 1.5-year-old son. He knows how to say, uh-oh. And that's what Joe Biden could not do. He could not say, uh-oh. My son recognizes when he does something bad or wrong or makes a mess. He says, uh-oh. Joe Biden can't do that. He's the one that stopped oil production in the U.S. We went back to being dependent on foreign oil. And these oil reserves that he begged OPEC to release We're like 2 days worth of oil or something stupid like that? Good Lord. Joe, is this historic? This releasing oil reserves, these gas prices, are these historic? Cut nine.
Gas prices in 21 states now are at their historic averages before the pandemic. Historic averages. That's good news for Americans hitting the road this week.
Listen, I don't remember all that much about my statistics class in high school, but I swear to you, I paid attention as best I could. What the bleep is a historic average? I have never heard of such a thing in my life. You have historic highs and historic lows. But you don't have an historic average. There's no such thing. We are at a place in time where we are historically indifferent. We are historically even keel. That's not historic. He's inventing benchmarks. Good God. He's talking to truckers that are, you know, involved in the supply chain movement. Talking to a trucker CEO here. He mistakes them. He often mistakes people or forgets their names completely, but he misses the identity completely on this guy. Cut 12.
So we think the peak season is going to be a good one.
I thought you were Santa Claus. You're doing a hell of a job. You got a big sleigh. Thank you.
Hope all your reindeer are vaccinated. Rudolph, he better be wearing that mask. I don't care if it does cut down on his headlights. You don't have to see through the fog that much. He's got to wear a triple-ply surgical KN95 mask, and he's... You better have three of them on.
Learn to live with less, Rudolph.
And Joe, what is that grand old saying? Cut 13.
Pete is ready to do it. I mean, we're ready to move on this. And so, because I think we can not only, you know, that old expression, make lemonade out of lemons. I think we got a shot here to come out of this whole crisis, not only to, you know, that phrase, build back better, but to literally be in a better circumstance next year than we were before the crisis hit.
Before the crisis hit. Which crisis is he talking about? Is he talking about the supply chain crisis that he said never came to fruition? Or is he talking about COVID? And the old saying is make lemonade out of lemons. And also the old saying is build back better. That's now an old saying. I missed the boat on that one. That's another old saying, miss the boat. Oh, boy. It's when life hands you lemons, make lemonades. And the meaning of that, dear Joe, is when you are handed a circumstance that is not what you wanted, what you asked for, you're supposed to do the best you can with it. And so which is the lemon here? You're the lemon. We know that. You're the lemon. But the other lemon is the supply chain crisis that still is not completely solved. Yeah, 603, I don't want to. I'm not gonna read the rest of that.
They caught that too. Okay.
Yeah, I caught it. He, at the beginning, he said, "Pete's ready to do it." I don't know what he's talking about. Taylor, when are these comments from? Earlier this morning, I believe he made these comments from the fake Oval Office, the fake stage that. And he also, some of the texters pointed out he had. So the windows in the fake stage are digital. They're not real windows, okay? But in just about every press conference, they show what is supposed to be out the outside of the White House. And so you can see, you think you're looking outside. It's like if you're on a ride in Disney World or Universal Studios, they're projecting images there so you think you're somewhere else. You're transported to another place in time. Imagine, if you will, a demented president so out of his own mind he has to create an own imaginary world where he thinks he's the actual president. Yeah, so, and sometimes they'll put text on the fake windows. captions like "Build Back Better" or something. That old phrase, "Build Back Better." Oh boy, I remember when my grandfather used to tell me, "Taylor, when life gets you down, make lemonade out of lemons and build back better." And I said, "Thanks, Grandpop. Pop, Pop." I used to call him Papa. "Thanks, Papa. I appreciate it." But today, in the fake windows, they had pictures of shipping containers. I didn't see this. I wasn't the one pulling the cuts today, but they had pictures of shipping containers. Were the shipping containers on the White House lawn? Is that where they're being delivered? Oh, my God. 207 Taylor, I just filled up at Cumbie's at the historic... at the historical average tune of $3.69 a gallon. Nice. 844-500-4242. We'll come back, take your calls, but first we've got to tell you that Eden Pure has done it again. The three-pack for the Thunderstorm air purifier is back. One listener writes, "I already owned two and bought another for my brother because of his sinuses. He called to thank me and told me he had a noticeable improvement almost from the moment he turned it on. Thanks again to Howie and Grace, which is where I first heard about this device. Now, this is your chance. You'll get 3 units of the Thunderstorm air purifier right here on the studio desk. I'm holding it up for the Rumble cam right now, social media cameras. You'll get 3 units for under $200 and save $200. One for your basement, first floor, and maybe one for your family member as a Christmas gift. With the 3-pack, you can now enjoy clean air everywhere in your house, workplace, or car. We have 6 here at the studio. Howie and the mailroom manager have 3 at their place in Palm Beach. The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters. That's one of the best parts. The other part I like, it's very concealable. It doesn't have to have much breathing room. You can stick it behind a couch, an end table, whatever. It's not going to get clogged or anything, and it works like a charm and doesn't make really any noise. Nobody's going to notice it except for that wonderful fresh scent that you now have in your house. And it's not obfuscating a scent. It's not masking a scent. It's creating an entirely new scent. So you can save time, money. Other air purifiers can cost up to $600 for just one unit. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, click Howie Carr, put in code word Howie3, that's Howie the number 3, to save $200 for their special 3-pack. EdenPureDeals.com, click Howie3, click Howie Carr, and use code word Howie3. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
I've heard about you. What have you heard, Shane? I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Howie Carr is back.
One of the greatest Christmas songs recorded, White Christmas by the Drifters. 844-500-4242. I still can't get over historical average. What is a historical average? We really hit that sweet spot where gas is still over $3 a gallon. That can't be an historical average. For the most of my life, gas has been under $2 a gallon. For much of our listeners' lives, gas has been under $1.50 a gallon. My father used to tell me stories when gas was down to, it was like 75 cents. I remember maybe once in my life it was 99 cents a gallon when I was very young. That's impossible for that to be an historical average. God, that's not even a term. Oh boy, today's poll question is brought to you by Gold Co. Stagflation is making a comeback. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr to request your free IRS loophole guide and learn how you can protect your wealth and take control of your retirement. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What is the most annoying novelty Christmas song? "All I Want for Christmas Is My Two Front Teeth," "The Chipmunk Song," "Dominic the Donkey," "I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas," or "Nuttin' for Christmas."
They're all pretty catchy tunes. Somebody asked, why didn't we include Feliz Navidad in that? I don't think Feliz Navidad qualifies as a novelty song. It's just a Spanish Christmas song. That's Merry Christmas in Spanish. Yes, it was pretty much a one-hit wonder for Jose Feliciano, but... Dominic the Donkey. I can't stand it. I can't take it.
Right now, Dominic the Donkey is in second place at 27%, narrowly edged out by the Chipmunk Song at 28%. 20% say I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. 17% all I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. And 9% for nothing for Christmas.
Yeah, I don't mind that one. It's okay every now and then. With the, one of the greatest novelty Christmas songs is Snoopy and the Red Baron. I really look forward to hearing that. You can play that one back to back over and over. I don't think I'd get sick of it. I really enjoy that one. It's got a good beat to it. 844-500-4242. David, thanks for hanging on. You're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, David.
Hey, Taylor, you know, as much as the Democrats hate Donald Trump, I mean, that is like second to nothing. But the idea that, you know, this vaccine might be called immune booster, that they're not roasting Trump, that his vaccine, you know, really isn't the best. You know, it doesn't fit their agenda. They don't mind that the vaccine isn't like the polio one. You know, you just one shot and you're done. Mm-hmm. They like the idea that the vaccine, you know what I mean? If Trump was president, they would be roasting him that we have to get booster shots and that we have to, you know, that the thing isn't really perfect, you know? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I tend to believe that you're right on that, David. But, you know, to his credit, Joe Biden did give Donald Trump credit yesterday for Operation Warp Speed, getting the program rolling to get the vaccines. But part of me believes, and Jack Posobiec tweeted this out earlier, I believe, he said, you know, they're now kind of recognizing Trump so they can blame Trump for what may become, what long-term studies of this vaccine, what that may prove to history and science, what's going on, if anything. And they can turn around and blame Trump for starting the vaccines. But, yeah, it would probably come down to haunt him that this is more and more, you know, there'd be so many. I think that it came out very, very early on in Operation Warp Speed. There was this erroneous report that Trump held stock in some of these companies, which he did not. So he would be under all kinds of investigations. There'd be, you know, they'd try to get him out of office again for the third time, the third annual impeachment extravaganza, and investigations up the wazoo. But yet there are reports of people like Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and others buying up stock in Pfizer and Moderna and then some of these labs that are creating the testing kits before they announce that, oh, there's a shortage, we need to get more, and there's going to be another booster, and we need to get more of that. It's nuts, and yet nobody's talking about it. Nobody wants to do any investigations, none of that. We'll see. Maybe after 2022 we can get a full-scale investigation going into the origins of the virus. I think that's first and foremost where this is going to take us, but that's a rabbit hole that will lead to other rabbit holes and other rabbit holes. Jim, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Taylor, you're doing a good job. I just wanted to bring up, there's a popular perception that people who are against the vaccine, or at least certainly against the mandates, that these are dumb people who are uneducated. There was a research study done by Johns Hopkins in two parts about the educational levels of the so-called anti-vaxxers. Are you familiar with that?
No, I haven't seen that study.
All right, well, it's a little bit old now. I think the first part was in about March of 2021. And at that point, the largest educational category in terms of people who were vaccine hesitant, as they used to call it, they were high school or less. But by the end of the summer, they went back and tried again in the largest educational category. Would you care to guess what it was?
College.
PhD.
PhD. I would have guessed that would have flipped eventually. Yeah. We can talk about this some more coming up. We got to take the break. I'm Taylor Cormier, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Feliz Navidad.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So I've gotten three emails and I don't know how many texts scolding me for not including Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer on our poll question. I'm sorry. That was an oversight by me. It won't happen again, but we don't have room for it anyway. And it's too late now. The results would be severely skewed.
We got to keep our results at their historic average.
Exactly. The historic average. On that note, Roy, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Roy.
Hi, Taylor. How you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to say that everything that you picked out there is equally horrible, and you can throw in Mama's got run over by a reindeer, and you're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you.
But you talked about one of the best Christmas songs of all times just a few minutes ago.
Feliz Navidad?
Mine is the Kinks' Father Christmas.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not as familiar with that one.
Oh, you should listen to it. Have your engineer bring it up. It is fantastic.
All right, maybe during
that's all I wanted to say.
Maybe during a break. Thank you. Thank you very much for the call, Roy. Jared, you're fairly familiar with that song, aren't you?
It is a good song, yeah.
Were we talking about that the other day with Bob Hedlund?
Bob Hedlund filled in for Grace. Yeah, he was talking about that quite a bit. It's a good one.
Yeah, I've never really been into the Kinks, and I don't know why. Every song I hear from them, I don't mind at the least, and I like at the most. So I don't know. I think I have one Kinks album at home. Gene, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Thanks for holding on.
Yeah, no problem. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you were talking about the comparison with Biden and Carter. Boy, it gets even worse. Under Carter, we had hyperinflation. I mean, interest rates went up to 23%. I built a house, and the only way I could afford it is the builder had to buy down to 13% interest rate. It didn't drop below double digits until end of Reagan's first term or into his second. You know, and under Carter, we had, you know, the Iranian hostage situation and the failed, you know, rescue attempt. Biden, we got Afghanistan debacle.
Right.
We got the border situation under Biden and the Mariel boat lift under Carter. Gas lines were 10, 12, 15 blocks long at the pump. And at the end of Carter's presidency, unemployment was over 10%, and we're only in the first year of Biden. I mean, we are screwed, blued, and tattooed.
Yeah.
And
as far as
the lemons making lemonade, you know, you can't make chicken salad out of chicken shit, you know?
Yeah, thanks very much for the call, Gene. Appreciate it. 844-500-4242. We may not have gas lines yet. We've had them, you know, the storms that came our way over the summer. But we've got COVID testing lines, and those are pointless lines. They're not. There's no necessity. There's no reason to be standing in a COVID testing line, especially if you're fully vaccinated, which I guarantee you 98% of the people standing in COVID testing lines are. I did hear about yesterday in a town near where I live, the police station had 12. It's a small town. They had 12 COVID tests, at-home COVID tests, that they were granted by the state and they were able to give out. There was a traffic jam towards the police station at an intersection trying to get to this police station so they could get their hands on these 12 at-home testing kits. There's another supply shortage right there. And this was not the first supply chain crisis we've had. You think back to, May, June, somewhere around there. Maybe April or May, we had the lumber crisis. Lumber prices skyrocketed. There wasn't necessarily a shortage, but prices were at a premium. If you wanted to buy anything that had especially any vinyl siding, anything that was made with the use of petroleum as a base, it was through the roof because Joe Biden struck down the pipeline and he canceled our oil production, and it had this tremendous impact on a lot of industries. So that's really kind of the true first supply chain crisis under Joe Biden. This is the second or the third in a series of crises caused by his own ineptitude. 844-500-4242. John, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Taylor, you're doing a great job. Thanks for filling in, and I like your topics today. One of the things that people are really leaving out, and it really is the CDC and all the others, is that they're leaving out unvaccinated in their mantra, in the sense that you're either vaxxed or unvaxxed, and they keep on talking about that. They never talk about the unvaccinated, those who have had COVID, So they're leaving those who have had COVID out.
Right.
And what we need to understand is that there are seven levels of immunity, or it's called immunoglobulin. And so the ones that we're going to start hearing about, or you should hear about, is immunoglobulin M and immunoglobulin G. When you first get the sickness, your immunoglobulin M starts to go up. And then as you get better, it wanes down, and all of a sudden the immunoglobulin G will start to go up. Going up is measured in your blood by a blood test. I have been having my blood tested for the last 4 months by Boston Heart. They are at the cutting edge of testing for your antibodies. So when IgM goes up at the first of the illness, it goes up, let's say, like a 1.57, 1.58, 1. Whatever.
Right, right. Listen, I got to be honest. These are a lot of statistics for the entire audience to digest. So if you, I don't mean to be curt with you, but let's get to the chase here.
Well, the chase is if your IgM goes up, and that's where you get your long term immunity. So therefore, we don't need to get the shot. I don't need to get the shot. My long-term immunity is up as of Monday to 228. 4 months ago is 151. So mine is going up and staying there after getting it in May is when I got ill.
Right, so right. I have family members that got COVID as well, and they test their antibodies every few months, and they're still very, very strong even after over a year of recovering from COVID, even longer than that, and they didn't have to get the shot. In fact, they didn't have to get boosted. If you're getting the shot, those levels, I'm sure that's where you're going, John. Those levels go down after a while because I'm not exactly sure why, but the efficacy isn't there. It's not long lasting. That's why you have to keep getting boosted, right?
That is correct. And my cousin went with me. He got the shot. He got both shots. His was 250 with the shots. Mine is, again, still going up after months, and I haven't had the shot. I've been exposed to people with COVID. I have not gotten sick.
So his is at 250. What's your level at?
228.
So that's a little lower.
A little lower, but I have not gotten the shot. And Mine is continuing on the trajectory up.
Okay.
And I keep on watching it. I'll go again. But Boston Heart, look them up. They're doing a great job.
All right. Thanks very much for the info, John. Appreciate it. 844-500-4242. And he mentioned, talking about immunity from the virus just by natural immunity. Howie sent me a story this morning that we can get into. The University of California fired a director of their ethics program because he defied the COVID-19 vaccine mandate because they're not recognizing natural immunity. There are some countries that are recognizing natural immunity, and some institutions here in America also recognizing natural immunity as a form of vaccination. But by and large, not a lot of places are doing that. This was Dr. Aaron Cariotti, longtime professor of psychiatry at the University of California Irvine School of Medicine. He sued the university over its mandate because it made no exceptions for natural immunity. He was fired, and he wrote this entire blog post, Farewell University of California. This guy had gone through the entirety of the pandemic. He organized the collection of PPE. He went out and solicited construction companies in order to use their excess of PPE for the university because the university, their medical staff, was trying to help as many people as they could at UCI Health. And he was lauded and praised all along until it came down to the COVID-19 mandate. He sued. They fired him. He said, it's officially over. I do not regret my time at the university. Indeed, I will miss my colleagues, the residents, and the medical students. I will miss teaching and supervising and doing ethics consults on some of the most challenging cases in the hospital. As a COVID-19 survivor, Cariotti said his immunity to the disease is between 95 and 99% effective. There's not one case on record of someone who recovered from COVID-19 and then was reinfected and transmitted the virus to someone else, he said in October. The sterilizing immunity is an advantage to the human immune system has over any COVID-19 vaccine, he argued.
noting the declining efficacy of the mRNA vaccines over time. I mean, he's fighting water with fire here, fire with water, rather, and he's not getting anywhere because there's just too much craziness, too many people not paying attention to the science. And this is an actual professor of psychiatry with a medical background, able to help people throughout the entirety of the pandemic, and he's cast to the wayside. It's so stupid. So stupid. I do want to get to one cut of Joe Biden before we take the break. And he, this is back in July, July 4th. And I looked up the article from Bloomberg on July 4th when he made this speech. Biden declares success in beating pandemic in July 4th speech. This week here, the week of Christmas, we've heard nothing but the unvaccinated are facing severe illness and death at Christmas time. Happy holidays, everyone. But back on July 4th, it was a different story. A triumphant President Joe Biden all but announced an end to the pandemic in the U.S., celebrating what he called a heroic vaccination campaign on the country's Independence Day holiday. Let's play that cut, Jared, from July 4th.
The 4th of July is a day of special celebration, for we are emerging from the darkness of years, a year of pandemic and isolation, a year of pain, fear, and heartbreaking loss.
Yeah, it's going on years. And he said, today, all across this nation, we can say with confidence, America is coming back together. Today, while the virus hasn't been vanquished, we know this, it no longer controls our lives, it no longer paralyzes our nation, and it's within our power to make sure it never does so again. So, what the bleep happened, Joe? You said it was within our power? First, it takes a lot of chutzpah to say that, because you can't stop a virus. That's what this has shown us. You cannot stop a virus. You can come up with a cure for it. Well, they tried, and like earlier callers have stated, it's not like any other cure that we've had for a disease. It doesn't completely eradicate it. It gives you some long-lasting immunity for some time, but then you have to get boosted and boosted again and boosted again. And just today, the state of New York has reported 28,924 new COVID cases, the biggest one-day increase on record. More than half of those were in New York City, of course, 17,221. The city they've had some of the most stringent mandates in place for some time, thanks to lame duck Bill de Blasio, who put in the vaccine passports. Everybody's got to be vaccinated to go into a business. You've got to wear a mask at all times, blah, 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 blah. And they're doing that all across the nation now, in Boston, in Washington, D.C., in Chicago. Why? If this is what we're seeing huge spikes in these lockdown cities. What's the point? What is the point? It's so stupid. 844-500-4242. To all our listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. Federal debt has reached about $29 trillion. What our government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. We all dodged a bullet when Joe Manchin announced he would not be supporting the Democrats' crazy old phrase, the Build Back Better plan. But the Democrats won't give up that easily. They're already back scheming to pay off their constituencies with still more trillions in handouts. Joe Biden again today announced a pause in student loan payments again. We'll talk about that later. That's most assuredly not good news for middle and working class American taxpayers. Whatever Washington Democrats do in 2022 will mean yet more inflation. One of every $5 now in circulation has just been printed out of thin air in the last 24 months. How can we not have double-digit inflation when the Fed's only answer to everything is printing more money? So, if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. That's why Howie protects his life savings with physical gold and silver, and you can too. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. That's right, goldco.com/Howie Carr. And the IRA experts at Goldco could, well, they will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why Goldco is the only company Howie trusts to protect his wealth. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped Howie. They can help you, too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for the great Howie Carr. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time. It's Howie Carr.
He's mean. He's nasty. And he hates everything to do with Christmas.
He's Howie Carr.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. Just a few minutes before the top of the hour here. Peter, thanks for hanging on. You're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Peter.
Hey, Taylor. Good to talk with you. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, sir. Number one. And number two, the biggest weapon by the left right now is the COVID. It's all a cover show for how badly they've screwed up this country with, I won't go on. We know where it's at. Afghanistan, the economy, inflation, everything else. But the funny part of it all, that's not funny, but the real sad part of this is that Joe Biden is being run by people like Anita Dunn and the sociopaths, communist regime, and Susan Rice as well. And these were all Obama holdovers, by the way.
Yeah, I don't really understand why COVID is supposed to be the out here for Democrats, why that's the cover up, because they're screwing this up, too, which is screwing the country up even further. The White House, I don't know if you saw this, Peter, but the White House is planning on putting out a memo to all of the allied groups and Democrats on the Hill that tells everybody that they're better off with Joe Biden this year than they were with Trump last year. And it's really a very short list of results from the president. They cite that before President Biden took office, less than 1% of Americans were fully vaccinated, obviously, because the vaccine really wasn't available that long before Joe Biden was inaugurated. December, it started to come out. Today, more than 71% of American adults are fully vaccinated. There's an article by Byron York. He argues that any president could have gotten that number. It didn't matter who it was. Another citation that they present here, before President Biden took office, only 46% of schools were open. Today, 99% of schools were open. Yeah, because as we went through this thing, we were able to learn and coerce other schools that this really isn't all that dangerous to kids, and there are ways you can have schools open. Trump was in the process of opening schools. He wanted schools to open back up, but because Trump was president, the schools didn't want to open back up. That one I'll give credit to Biden just simply because he was not Trump and people wanted to work along with him and make him look good. They didn't want to do anything for Donald Trump. Before President Biden took office, unemployment was 6.3% and not projected to reach 4.2% unemployment until the end of 2024. Today, it's 4.2%. Again, nothing to do with Joe Biden. Like I said, that's like taking the groceries out of my fridge, putting them back in and saying you went grocery shopping. Those jobs were there before the pandemic. They're back because the pandemic's going away. Thanks very much for the call. We'll be back. The Chump Line's coming up here on the Howie Carr Show. Don't go anywhere.